The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Murray breaks away. Murray throws on the run, back of the end zone. Caught Hopkins. Did he get in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Cardinals.
You know, there is one thing to think about when you look at this Kyler Murray contract and what it could mean for Russell Wilson coming on the heels of Deshaun Watson's deal. Make no mistake about it. Some of these deals that are going to be coming down the pike, these teams that are signing these quarterbacks to these deals, they are crossing their fingers and lighting candles. In the case of Kyler Murray, you cannot believe that Arizona is 100% convinced that this guy passes the confetti test. But it's the NFL. It's quarterbacks. You got to have one, right? And even if you have one that you're not entirely sure, convinced is the guy, is the ultimate answer, what are your alternatives? So really, you have no choice but to pony up and pay the money.
Yeah, and then you know, get on bended knee and just pray that, you know, the guy gets it. You know, my biggest issue, again, with a Kyler Murray is you can't rely on broken plays to lead you to a championship, right? You can't rely on off schedule stuff. And look what happened when Hopkins got injured during the middle of the season, late in the season. Look how the overall I guess play of Kyler Murray plummeted right after 8 weeks. Now, he had the ankle injury, so you know, that could have hindered him all season long, and I know that it did to a certain degree, even though he doesn't admit it, but I know that it does. I understand playing with injury, but once you lost some of those dynamic, kind of the big plays, the off-schedule stuff where he's scrambling around, like, that is not a recipe for long-term success in my mind. So, again, very much like we talked about with Lamar Jackson, can you improve your game? Can you evolve your game into what wins consistently in the NFL? And that's being a guy that, you know, you can find in the pocket and can dice you up from the pocket.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think Russell Wilson and his people just got to be smiling ear to ear, because sure, Kyler Murray to this point isn't even the same stratosphere as what Russell Wilson's done in his career. And even Deshaun Watson, you know, has Deshaun Watson even won a playoff game? I'm not even sure if he's won maybe one playoff game. You know, Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl, been to another Super Bowl.
Well, he was up in that playoff game like 24-0 against Kansas City, and they came back and beat him, remember? And I don't know that he's played since then.
Right.
Has he?
So you got two mammoth contracts, one given to a guy who last time he played was on a 4-12 football team and hasn't played in a year, and another guy who statistically an eye test doesn't even come close yet to what we've seen from Russell Wilson in his prime. That's why Russell Wilson got to be smiling as he thinks about his next contract. Next on the Morning Brew.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Broncos Cowboys preseason ticket here is currently the most expensive preseason ticket out there.
Sure. Yeah, why wouldn't it be? It's, hey, listen, man, say what you will about the Cowboys.
Oh, I have plenty to say about the Cowboys.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking about it in the shower this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Yeah, like, whatever you want to say. Dude, I told you, man, I was out there for the O-line conference over at the Star where the Cowboys stuff is, the facility. But, dude, like, if you're just going purely on recruiting and you're a free agent, and, you know, the money is close to being equal, why would you not go play for Dallas? You look at their facility, like everything is lined. I mean, listen, man, they may not win Jack, but it feels like they're winning everything. Like, they feel like a champion. They can hang, you know, certificate of participation banners all over the place. They're amazing.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Of course you have, Jerry.
Next in the Morning Brew.
It's for the customer.
Who cares about the customer?
I do.
Well, I don't.
Oh! Squidward.
So, there was a time my son, he's now almost 16, but man, he was in the SpongeBob the throes of SpongeBob.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like every time I'd walk through it, that show'd be on. And I'd find myself oftentimes sitting down and watching a little bit of it and just chuckling. Yeah, nothing wrong. Sure. Nothing wrong with that. So the Washington Nationals reportedly have begun fielding preliminary offers for superstar Juan Soto, who apparently turned out a $440 million contract from the Nats. Seven teams apparently are already weighing in, including three teams in the National League West.
Really?
Guess which team in the National League West is not included? That's right. Your Colorado Rockies.
Yes. Yeah.
So what,
brother?
So what does that tell you? Read between the lines. Either the Juan Soto has no interest in the Rockies, or the Rockies have already said too rich for our blood. No. We fold.
Right. Well, I mean, we're gonna like, hey. We're not going to spend $440 million there. We're going to spend a lot of money, you know, keeping the upkeep on the stadium, which is why people come to the game anyhow, right? Coors Field. As you've said many, many, many times, like the stadium is the star. Is the attraction. It's the star. So, yeah, why would you not going to, like, plus you spent a lot of money on Iron Man. Like, you've already reaped those benefits.
Should the Rockies break it all down, strip it all down, and go into full rebuild? Or should they at least give the perception that they're trying? I mean, they certainly right now are giving the perception that they're trying, but does it make sense? Would they be better off just you know, tearing it all down to the studs?
Yeah, well, yeah, that would probably be the best way to go. But I would say, you know, what's like, how's your minor league system? How are the players?
Currently 24th in the major leagues, right? 24.
Good.
Yeah, of 30 teams, right?
Right.
I mean,
up from 27 though.
Up from 27, so they're moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction.
Again, how much value can you get out of the players you currently have? Like we talked about the tradable players. It's not like. Hey, it's not like you're going to get a lot of prospects for 37-year-old Bard, right? It's not like you're going to get a lot of prospects for C.J. Crone. It's not like you're going to get a lot of prospects for, you know, a couple of the relievers you have that are, what's the kid's name, Cologne?
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you're going to get a bunch of prospects for any of those guys.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
What has Vegas got you guys at tonight? Take a look. Let's see.
Odds makers have set a win total for the Nuggets. Tell me if you want to jump on this at 49.5. So do you think this Nuggets team, would you expect this Nuggets team to be a 50-win team this year?
50 wins. Would they win this year? What was their record this year?
So this past year, they were, let me just make sure I have that correct. They were 48-34. And that was without Jamal Murray and without Michael Porter Jr.
Right. Now they got KPC, right?
That'd be KCP.
That too. Oh, yeah. I was thinking California Pizza Kitchen. That sounds okay. Delicious.
Yeah, California would be CP.
Delicious.
CPK.
K.
Right.
And he's KCP?
Yes.
Poof. Too many initials.
Add Bruce Brown. Never would I be so arrogant as to say, the wise guys in Vegas have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
But 50, I would expect this team to win 50. I'd be disappointed if they didn't win at least 50.
50 is that. 50 is a, like, 50 is a... That's kind of that holy grail.
50 is just 18 games over 500. 50 and 32. That's 50 wins in an 82-game season. 50-32. I'd be disappointed if this team doesn't have 50 wins.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay.
You lay down some money.
I will.
Okay.
Oh, I will.
Big money.
Oh, you know me.
Yes.
Yeah. I go big or I go home.
Exactly.
There you go.